From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. The state of Oklahoma will receive $270 million as part of a settlement in a lawsuit against opioid manufacturers. The Purdue family of drug companies will pay the settlement to resolve their issues with the state and will be dropped from the lawsuit. How will the state use the money? And what about the remaining pharmaceutical manufacturers mentioned in the case? Today is Wednesday, March 27th.
It is a new day in Oklahoma and for the nation in our battle against addiction and the opioid epidemic.
News director Ben Felder joins me in the podcast studio. Ben, it's been a busy day yesterday and today in the newsroom just on this story alone.
Yeah, a big story in Oklahoma and a big story nationally because there's over 1,600 lawsuits against Big Pharma related to opioid manufacturing. And this is the first settlement of these cases. This, Oklahoma had the earliest trial date, so a lot of attention was already placed as the trial is slated to get underway between the state of Oklahoma and several pharmaceutical companies in May. But this settlement today is kind of the opening salvo in this fight against states and pharmaceutical companies.
You mentioned the fight against states. Oklahoma sort of stood alone, not joining a class action lawsuit with other states. They stood alone in this lawsuit. They were a first mover in this, and they still stand alone in their fight against some of these other pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, so there's the litigation continues against several other pharmaceutical companies, and that trial is scheduled to begin May 28th. In fact, this pharmaceutical companies asked for an extension, and the judge denied, or the Supreme Court declined to overrule a judge's decision that they were going to go ahead with schedule. Purdue Pharma, who had reported that they were eyeing bankruptcy, agreed to the settlement. Attorney General Mike Hunter said that the bankruptcy possibility kind of played a part of this, maybe for the state to say, all right, well, let's go ahead and try to see what we can get at this point. And what they got was quite a bit, a total of $270 million. Some of that's going to go towards the legal fees for the state, $60 million of that will be. But the bulk is going to go to the Oklahoma State University Center for Wellness and Recovery in Tulsa to create a research center looking at opioid addiction and trying to combat it. And this will be a monumental funding boost for an organization right now that sees just over $2 million a year.
The mission of the Oklahoma State Center or Oklahoma State University Center for Wellness and Recovery is to save lives and to rescue those who are struggling from addiction. This endowment will allow us to assist communities in Oklahoma and across the nation ravaged by the opioid epidemic with innovative approaches to address the health crisis. We will now have the resources to create a place where people can come together to engage in meaningful initiatives to prevent, treat, and eradicate this horrible disease.
Press conference was held Tuesday. You mentioned Attorney General Mike Hunter was there. OSU President Burns Hargis was there, along with Dr. Casey Schrum and her team who led that initiative. You can find more of that part of our coverage online at newsok.com. Let's unfold this story a little bit more. You mentioned Randy Ellis has been covering this since last year. How did this kind of unfold this week? You mentioned the Supreme Court notice that we received on Monday, and then Tuesday, Randy started getting word. How have you, as news director, handled this story in coverage from the newsroom?
Well, this has been, like I said, a big story since the state started taking on this case. And like a lot of other states, Oklahoma has been hit hard by opioid abuse. And the state of Oklahoma, like other states, contends that pharmaceutical companies have been overpromising in their marketing for what opioids can do, such as OxyContin. And Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of OxyContin, have saying that they've misled doctors, misled residents, and have created this epidemic that is sweeping across the country. And so Oklahoma taking on this lawsuit is kind of similar to what we saw several decades ago with the tobacco lawsuits and litigation that led to tobacco settlements. There is a little bit of a difference because Attorney General Hunter said that with the tobacco settlements, the agreement included that tobacco would continue to sell tobacco products and make money off of it. He said that their goal is to diminish any kind of profit that pharmaceutical companies can make off of opioids, and so a kind of a shift from what we saw several decades ago. But the state said that it was prepared to move forward with its trial. A request was made from the pharmaceutical companies to delay that, saying that they didn't have enough time to prepare all the evidence that they needed for this trial that was slated to get started at the end of May. And a judge said that, nope, they had plenty of time, that it was going to go forward. And Attorney General Hunter today said, hey, we could start today if need be.
The Supreme Court had its last word on whether that trial is going to occur on May 28th. They decided unanimously that the judges have made thoughtful and appropriate decisions with regard to scheduling. So we're ready to go to trial on May 28th. We do have court-ordered mediation that will occur in the meantime. As President Kennedy said, never negotiate out of fear, but never fear to negotiate. So we're ready to talk, but we're also ready to go to trial.
Do you think we'll try to settle, though?
I believe that was Judge Balkman down in Norman, Cleveland County, who wanted to keep this moving forward, and it will. Back to the newsroom angle of this, you had the story on Tuesday, the Supreme Court decision on Monday, the story on Tuesday, and at that point, Attorney General Mike Hunter had announced, hey, there'll be a press conference on Tuesday, I should say, from Monday. At that point, you sort of figured, hey, something was going to be revealed about this, and as it turns out, it was a partial settlement.
Yeah, rumors of a partial settlement that was officially confirmed this morning. National outlets were also reporting the same, because like I said, this is a big national story, not just a big impact here in Oklahoma, but there are well over 1,600 lawsuits across the country, some other high-profile lawsuits that are underway in the state of Ohio. But Oklahoma is kind of the first, and this settlement is the first settlement. And so a lot of questions about, is this going to be a roadmap for other pharmaceutical companies? Even reading today in the Wall Street Journal, there was a quote from some expert that said, this is blood in the water for a lot of these states when they see this, to say, hey, we can maybe get a similar type of settlement here to combat the opioid addiction.
Obviously, you hear these statistics that have been discussed, and Oklahomans are dying, people are dying, and as General Hunter said, being recognized as a leader in the nation, I think we've been recognized in Oklahoma for the problem that we have, and we're now going to be recognized for being the solution.
Earlier, it was mentioned a large portion of the $270 million settlement would go to the Oklahoma State University Center for Wellness and Recovery in Tulsa. I'm joined now by higher education reporter Adam Kemp. And Adam, the press conference on Tuesday from OSU, that announcement was streamed live on Facebook. You watched that press conference. What did we hear?
It kind of just right off the bat, they mentioned this money is going to be used to help people. And to do that, they're donating $200 million of this $270 million settlement to the OSU's Wellness and Recovery Center on the Tulsa campus, where the press conference was held. And just it seems like they're going to be using it for more research, hiring more experts on the matter, and really introducing it into their their medical school curriculum to really try and get a hold of this problem.
Dr. Casey Schrum was among those who spoke at this press conference. She said that they will continue, as you mentioned, treating addiction against brain disease and finding innovative ways to cure it. Break down the settlement part, though, of the $270 million, $200 of that, as you mentioned, goes towards OSU, and then there's a breakdown of that.
Right, yeah. It comes in 100 $2 million right off the bat is what they will get. And then from that, beginning in 2020, they will receive an annual payment of $15 million a year, which is and that's over a five-year period. And then after that, it bumps up to $20 million, which is, when you put it in the context of what this school's budget was before that, they were getting $2.4 million a year. So Dr. Shrum really talked about, you know, this will amplify our, you know, our school's ability to treat and really take on the opioid crisis and addiction as a whole to a whole nother level. I thought it was really interesting. She had a moment in the press conference where she was being asked questions about, you know, what's this going to do? And she said, well, Oklahoma was known for, you know, having this problem, and now they're going to be known for fixing this problem, which it seems like a pretty good way of summarizing that.
Higher education reporter Adam Kim. More coverage from Adam, of course, can be found in the Oklahoman and online at newsok.com. News director Ben Felder's coverage can also be found online at newsok.com and the Oklahoman. For Oklahoman Unfolded, I'm Dave Morris.